City Council special work session is called back to order. It's 10:02. And Ms. Bell, can you, since this is a new process of how we're doing the budget this year, for my edification and everyone else, could you explain what this next part of our process is?
Okay, this next part is very similar to what we've done in past years. We would, at that point in time, mark items that we wanted to come back to, and then we would decide at that time whether or not we would add them. And this is slightly different in that we didn't collect the list along the way. We are looking at what we call the supplemental budget requests, which are outside of what the base budget was. And the base budget was based on what the agents, the departments had last year, and just with increases in personnel cost. That's what the base budget is made up. If you turn to page 15, which is the mayor's section, I just want to call out some things. I gave you three pages, two associated with the general fund and one associated with the capital fund. And these are supplemental requests you've seen throughout the budgeting process. And you do have this same document in your book, but I wanted to just give it to you separately. So basically what we're deciding is what to put in that last column, the 2026. We've always discussed that, you know, we would, anything that was in agreement with all council members, that we would go ahead on and add it. So when you see the ordinance, those items would be added, and anything where we didn't have a unanimous agreement, that we would just deal with it when the ordinance come forth. So that's what we're doing, is we're looking at those bottom section there. There's a break in the line there. We're looking at those proposed on the mayor's section or the request of the departments. And it's all on the pages that I provided here.
Are there any questions about the process, Ms. Therrien?
Just Margarita, so if we agree to everything that was requested, we'd only have $285,000 left, is that right?
That is, you would be, yes, that is correct. You would be over, because you have available $2 million.
Okay.
And you would be over.
So, you would
not be able to fund everything that's requested.
Okay.
That is correct.
So we don't have whatever it is.
Correct. But she said if you fund this, you're correct. You will not be able to approve the contract until January of 2026, because that's when you would may have additional surplus funds to use it, but you would not be able to present a balanced budget.
Okay. Sorry. I'm looking at page number one in our book, showing us the total revenues, total expenditures. My budget surplus, I'm seeing 1.1. I don't know, you're saying two.
Well, Ms. Therrien is stating if we request it, if we approved everything that was requested,
yes.
Your requests were 2.4 million.
Okay.
You would exceed that one. That
1.1.
Right, correct.
Okay, so let me go back to my question then. The 1.1 I'm looking at right now does not include the 600 we need to include for the
correct.
Most recent contract.
Correct.
So do I not have to work with 600 grand then?
Right now you have to work with that $611,000, because your intent is to approve it and to have it in place by January 2026.
Okay. So what is the true number for the new cost of that contract? So I can eliminate
this. So it's $611,000.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So it gives you $508,000.
Mr. Sanders.
Ms. Sprinkle, the number that you're looking at on page one, though, that's the mayor, what's left over after the mayor's budget. So that includes
correct.
A lot of these requests. That's
okay.
Where that's where good. The 2 point.
That's good. But I just
right.
want to make sure we have some, like, what's
yep.
my wiggle room?
Yep.
What am I going into the future with? Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions about that, Mr. Marnie?
We're not, This is not permanent. This is just a trial run, correct?
You are correct, because you still have to adopt the budget, and you will have your first reading, and then you'll have that second reading for public hearing, and it is at that time that in the past, that's when a lot of the changes are made. This is just, if you all agree, I'll add it into the budget. And those items that you don't agree with, I will give you a sheet before you do your work. I'll give you a sheet in a work session or before the council meeting to show you what items were still outstanding. Very similar to in the past.
And you, this is the council's budget that they're making
this
now.
This is the council's budget. The mayor's budget is set. And when you see the ordinance, the numbers that you see before you will remain the same.
Ms. Therrien?
So the money for the new contract is not included in 25 because it doesn't go into effect till 26. Is that my understanding?
It's not in 25 because you haven't approved the contract.
But if we were to approve the contract, do we have to would that money that be found in our 25 budget?
It will come out as the 1.1. If you approve the contract, it will come out of this 1.1 million that you're seeing. And that would be added to the council's budget, depending on the timing of that contract. So if it's approved before the December 15th, when you look at the ordinance, then you will see that amount added to that ordinance. If it is not approved before December 15th, then you will not see that number until we get to the next year. So it depends on when you approve the contract.
We're seeing that on Monday, though, right?
Yes. From what I understand, you have the first reading on the 10th. You'll approve it on the 24th. So when you see the budget amendment on the 1st of December, that meeting, you will see that 611 removed, which means that you will have to make sure that 611,000 is at the bottom line, or 615 the most, or something like that.
Okay, so I'll go line item by line item, and we'll start with the two departments that went today. So we'll start with Public Works, Engineering, and we'll go to Building, and then we'll just go to the top of the list. Okay, so we'll start with Public Works. The request for the custodian new, the request was $83,010. It was not proposed. Is that an agreement? No? Okay. So then.
So I want to make sure that.
Can you rephrase that, please? I mean, are we okaying the position or not okaying the position? Is that what we're doing here?
Do we want to add that?
Okay, so
the mayor's asking, do you want to add that under the council, under the council section?
Okay. Do you want to add that under the council's such section? Is everyone in agreement to not add it to the council's budget? Okay, great. Moving on to the laborer, new laborer, 106050. Are you in agreement to add it? We can have this conversation, you just have to turn your microphones on. Mr. Cleworth?
We already have in the budget two additional positions. Correct?
Yeah.
We're adding two. And so this is an addition to the two. That's what we're talking about, right? Jay, maybe Jay?
Yes.
So no, what's showing on your page for 2026 does not include the supplemental request. You guys approved a new operator and a new laborer in an ordinance earlier this year, and you made a classification change, which is your other dispatcher that's showing up on that as part of the budget amendment, this last one.
So these two would be in addition?
Correct. But those aren't things that they're, those are things that are already approved,
no,
the other three.
They're deciding whether to add the two that's on the supplement.
Correct.
Ms. Therrien?
Well, I think adding the two laborers and keeping the temporary wages at the 200,000 that the mayor requests, I think, offset each other. I would not think we need to increase the temporary wages another 200,000. I like the idea of keeping the laborers in there so we get rid of the temps. So that's my feeling.
Ms. Tittle.
I think that if we do the mayor's proposed, she is lowering that 1.4 temp to 1.2. Like, that's not an additional 200. It's actually
right.
less even. So, yeah.
So the concept there was if we add in two permanent laborers, then ideally our temporary wages go down.
Ideally, I would think, but that's not what Jeremiah told us.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Sprinkle?
Curious about the asphalt wrap. I don't want to get in the way of having it or not having it. I just wondered why it wasn't just put into, I'm sorry, what's up?
Budget.
Yeah. I mean, is that something we don't normally include?
Mr. Sanders?
This is something that they've asked for the last 2 years that they didn't get last year. We're running out of wrap. They have to get more of this wrap so that they can continue to do the projects that require the wrap. They're at a point where they have to do this supplemental to their normal budget.
I'm not fighting it. I just didn't know why it would be above in the other stuff that we need. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Cleworth?
This exercise is kind of frustrating for me. It's, and I was showing this the other day to, I think, the city attorney or whatever, but in The Economist, it says a coming debt emergency. And they're talking about our government, which means grants, as we talked about earlier in these discussions, are going to be disappearing and all that. My big concern is we've always relied heavily on grants and Juneau for our capital needs. And right now, before we start this exercise, we're at 600,000. And this last year, we started with 2 million and something, and we rolled through the whole thing. If you don't start the year somewhere near $1 million, I think we're going to have a tough year. And we're already down to 6, so adding anything at this point, I think we can do things during the year. Mm-hmm. But to do it at this point, I think, is maybe a bit premature. There may be funding increases in other places, and we can tackle them then. But we have to have a balanced budget by December 15th. If we don't approve on something, then the mayor's budget goes into effect. And it is balanced at this point. So to start, you know, saying, okay, we're going to add this or subtract that and all that, we need to look at the budgets themselves in addition to what we're doing here, because we might be able to do some things here if we change things in other departments. So it's kind of frustrating. I mean, if the budget at the end of, on December 15th, isn't still somewhere, I don't know what you guys consider to be a safety level, but it should be pushing about $1 million to get us through the year. And so that's why I'm kind of frustrated here. I don't want to be Mr. No on that, because I really don't know. And as the year progresses, things may change. But so it's just hard. That's all I'm saying at this point, to make some of these decisions. If we're starting with Public Works, I guess I would be, at this point, I would not, you know, be in favor of hiring more people. But I get the argument. But the temp hire is something that's a moving target. I mean, we put a number in there. We never know what that number is going to be. And we traditionally always supplement it when we need to. If we have a bad snow year, we supplement it. I can't remember every time we didn't do that. But as the year progresses, we know how much money is flowing to the bottom line. Jeremiah does too. And I mean, at this time, I'd say just wait until we get a better picture of what's going on. But anyway. Thank you.
Okay, so let's play that game. If we said status quo base, what is that number without any of the extra trappings?
You would have a surplus of $2,116,722, and that does not include the AFL-CIO contract.
So with that included or added to it, we'd come back to a 1.45 number mm-hmm. that would have going forward.
Yes, correct.
And if we wanted to then add any of this other extra, I know that's not what this budget is meant to do, but then you, or could we then do something when you do your next budget supplemental in January or February or?
You mean the budget amendment?
Yes.
Yes. You can add things during the budget amendment. Yes.
And I don't know how irresponsible that is. I'm just throwing that as a conversation.
Ms. Therrien?
It sounds like there's not a lot of agreement on public works, but I would think the position change of 8,000 and the asphalt wrap, maybe we could at least agree on those two, because if we're gonna run out of asphalt, we're in real trouble, and the packer driver position charge seems pretty minimal. I would hope we'd at least agree to those two.
Mr. Marnie?
I agree that maybe we should go over the no-brainers.
Right.
And then come back again, and maybe not today, but whenever.
Okay.
So do we like the asphalt wrap as an essential?
And the packer driver, 8,000.
Okay, so I'm hearing that you want to keep the asphalt wrap. Do you want to keep it at 115, or do you want to go to the 125? Okay. And then also on the position change, 8,310.
Gotcha.
And that was quick.
Okay. So then everything else you want to zero out, essentially. You want to show nothing.
Put on hold at this point.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Great. All right. Okay. We'll get into a rhythm here.
Just do the capital all at one time.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much easier when we're doing one.
You've only got one pot of money for capital and one part for operating.
Okay.
Engineering request, $760. Yes. That's a no-brainer.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do capital separate. All right, engineering request, everyone's happy with that. All right, building requests. Any no-brainers here?
The two inspectors,
yeah. I don't have a problem with either one of those.
Okay.
The 6,000 was for structural. When they have structural, we
contract out.
Contracts out.
Structural,
that's
permitting.
Just to increase that line item.
I would too. That one.
Yeah.
Yes, on this. On
so
six.
Just those two?
And six.
Okay. Okay.
And the other professional services?
34 was for landscaping.
We were going to look at some of that ordinance.
Is that a thought? I don't know. I think I'd rather wait and see how our money comes out and see what you can afford at the other end.
So the
okay.
three.
So let's go back up to on the first page, the mayor's budget. All good. We're all in agreement.
Nice try.
Uh-huh.
I'd say hold off.
Yeah.
Hold off. Well, do we not? What's the temp of the min? You need it.
I don't know.
Right?
She's got one.
Well, I don't have one, but that is for the records, for the additional records work. I'd say that's pretty critical.
I would agree.
I think we hold off on that the whole office.
You're saying no to the temp admin?
Well, I mean, is it more important to have it done right now than something else we might have? We haven't done it. We can.
This is new.
Records keeping, okay. Yeah.
I don't mind coming back to everything, yeah, but I would want to say if I were to pick one thing most important out of that, I think that we need that second. No, I'm looking at the first one. Is
the community that's the response coordinator?
Yeah, and remember that's a grant funded position.
Is that Brenda?
It's undetermined at this time because remember there's three grants that are funding three positions, and then since they go away at the end of the year, we're putting it into one position that will be grant funded.
That is the Brenda right now, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
Potentially.
The 68,650 is grant funded.
Well, I think Mr. Sanders can clarify.
I can clarify this one. So the Alaska Mental Health Trust funds Brenda's position and Marsha's position. Both of those are going away in July. The trust said that if Brenda was willing to do the community response coordinator, that they're willing to change the money that they have for Crisis Now right now, they are willing to let us use that for the crisis response coordinator. And then they are also willing to give us half of the expense for the community response coordinator in addition to that, because their fiscal year is different than ours. So we could potentially have this either entirely paid for 2026, or you can have it but then you're required to pay for it yourself in 2027, or you can have it half paid for this year and half paid for next year.
But she'd have to be in place to get that.
You'd have to have her hired.
Right. And she's already hired. And,
well, I mean,
and
she'd have to be in the budget, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. So I propose we keep that.
Wow. Is this a formal yes, or is this what the question is? This isn't a done deal. I'm not sure I want to say yes.
Until
we get to where, to the point. I mean, you're working this thing. You're trying to put it together, so.
It's a done deal. I mean, if you guys say yes, it's done. Yeah.
You got it in writing?
I can't until you guys say yes, and then I can get a resolution, and then we can get the grant.
Lack
and then
confidence.
I mean, I have the.
We don't want her to go away.
Yeah, I have the program officer telling me that it's a done deal. I don't know what else I can do other than I can't do it without your guys' formal approval.
Okay. Okay. The legal department. The clerk's department.
We did nothing with it.
Okay, the clerk's department. Any no-brainers? Okay. Finance department?
Can I ask a question first?
Yeah.
To Crystal. I mean, we have in here a bunch of salary increases in addition to which to the unions. And some are folks that work for us directly, but did you still want to see those things you had asked for earlier, the AML numbers?
I did. Report.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that?
As a whole?
Well, the ones specifically that are being recommended throughout our budget here.
I'm not sure. I looked at the report. I have not looked at them side by side. I have not decided.
Okay. Why don't we give some time to do that, maybe? We don't have to do that today.
Okay, so we're going to be backing out of it.
Can we agree on the election expenses and the records manager, at least?
I can agree on all the work stuff.
Yeah. There's not enough money there to matter.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Danny's position, right?
Yes.
I think she's worth every dime there, but I think you're saying you want to talk about it, Jerry.
No, I'm saying, it's just like last year. We just threw out numbers for the police chief and the fire chief. And I saw no backup for that. I just heard that this is what it is, and the council went along with it. But we do that every year in addition to what the normal CPI is. I guess I want to see some numbers and comparisons. If we're doing things in addition to it, there should be, you can confidently say, yeah, this is what they're doing out there, and we need to make an adjustment. But I haven't seen any of those things.
Ms. Snyder does have those numbers, and we've evaluated those.
Yeah, I had some things prepared when I gave to the mayor, and I can share those with the council. I mean, it's like a clerk-specific sheet versus the entire wage salary survey that you received.
And it was compared to other department heads in the city, as well as what the AML response is. So there, this is definitely an educated number. It's not just pulled out from the sky.
So am I hearing that people haven't looked at that wage survey? Or we have? We got it in email from Penny.
Mm-hmm, Monday.
So everybody saw it? So Jerry, you're the only one that doesn't want the city clerk?
No. And I'll probably end up voting for it, but I thought at our discussions earlier that, you know, Crystal had talked about taking a look at them, and I didn't know if she had or not.
Yeah,
and I thought
she
it was
said
a good
she was
comment.
Fine with it.
So, if she has looked at them and says that there's, you know, these are good comparables, then I'm in favor of it.
Okay, moving on to the next department, finance. This is for the temporary account specialists that do the collections in the summer. Yeah, it essentially pays for itself. Yeah. Just one.
Just one throughout the year. It just says plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids out.
Okay. And hopefully when they add in the attorney's fees,
they'll help. All right, moving to IT.
Your position, I'd rather see if we're going to do that. I'm not opposed to it necessarily, but I want to see a complete plan and thought out process that we've gone through. The other items, I think we've got to get a handle on IT, and it's not fair even to Mike to make him keep trying to pretend he's an IT guy because he hates it. But I'm in the boat with him. I think these are important issues, but I'm not sure I'm ready to go with the till we have a plan and how the whole thing's going to work. I don't think I want to create a position.
No, we want to just kind of come back to that.
I think we need discussion.
I like what we're going for here.
Okay, what about the non-capital equipment?
I forgot what those things are.
Mr. Sanders.
That was the rugged laptops for the police officers. We have to replace their laptops and the mounts in the vehicles.
I think
you
have to.
But at
$195
or $232.
I don't need $232 anymore. I need $195 now. Yeah.
Okay. Are we in agreement? Is that us?
Yeah.
Jerry?
That's $195,000 in addition to offer $600,000. So I mean, you just lost. You guys are rapidly going through the whole thing here, real quick.
You get it.
That's already included. That's already included in these numbers. It's just reduced.
Yeah, we have $2.2 million.
Right.
We like when we did this, we took out $1 million that was set aside for contracts and salaries increases, the AFL and any contracts and grants. So now you have the remainder, which is 1.2 in excess.
So,
I still like the idea of the IT director. I just want to see a little more about it. Not that.
We can come back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember, like, we still have floor discussions and amendments and all of that to do when this is before the public.
I don't know how you say no to the police and their computers. That,
well,
is that?
I think we already agreed to that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, sir. It's just it's their computer piece that they have to have. They're past their life this year. I tried to get them replaced this year, but that was cut from the budget last year.
Mayor?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. To Mike, is this IT including the security that we had going on?
The cameras and all the stuff on Golden Heart Plaza, is that in any of this, and do we have to worry about new contracts with regards to that or anything else?
The cameras are already in place. The fiber, that they're running fiber, it's in place now as of last week. So we can add additional cameras if you guys wish, but at the right now it's set. There won't be any. Yep. It's already in the IT budget and has been for forever. Nope, it's all good.
Did we agree on the mayor? Can I get clarification on the on the equipment?
The court? Or computers? I don't know.
Well, if the computers are working, we need them.
Chief Doopie's online if you guys wanted to ask him. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to tell you that they need their computers.
Yeah, I can speak a little bit on that. I mean, originally we had the tough books when we put in those cars many years ago, and we knew then that grant that provided all that for us, it would be our nickel after that. And so you almost have to have them anymore. They're doing the reports from the cars and things like that. You're kind of stuck with it. You got to have them.
That's just the way it is now.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
When they show up in your driveway every month.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Is the $100,000 the SAMHSA contract?
The Samara?
Yes, the Samsara. Yeah.
Samsara.
Samsara.
Yeah. And okay, I'm going to try to make this clear one more time.
I would like to see us have the Samara because both the Public Works and IT and Mike have asked for that, and it's on page 52 of the supplemental budget request for IT.
And the fire one. Yeah, everybody wants
it. Yeah, that's why I thought we should put that $100,000 in.
Is there consensus on that?
I think we should come back to it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm leaning. They made a great presentation. I mean, it helps three departments.
Yeah.
It comes down again to the bottom line. Can we afford it? Can we?
Okay.
It's not a no.
Okay. I just want to make one more attempt at explaining this, just to make sure we're all clear. So at the end of this proposed budget, which is essentially the mayor's budget, there's $1.19 million left over. If everything in here was funded, there would be $1.9 million left in excess. And then you can take out $1 million for the contract. So you have
a million?
100. 600. Yeah. Yes, sir. And I'm just trying to help you understand because you don't. Yeah.
And here on this page, you're saying already includes the AFL-CIO agreement.
No,
it does not.
Well, that's the problem we have, I think, is we're trying to make sure. Okay.
So we need to add that line back in, when we did our budget. Margaret?
Oh, the 611?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's
no, you have not, Mr. Ringstad.
I can give you an update with what you approved so far. what you've approved so far, you're looking at a fund 1.752. Less the contract, you're looking at 1.1.
That's good.
So that's where you are at this time.
We keep moving forward.
And that's if you included everything in this proposed budget.
This is what they've approved so far, based on the supplemental.
Okay, sounds good. All right,
You know what? I'm sorry, Mayor.
Yep.
This is new to us, too.
Yeah,
me too.
And I
think there's a lot of confusion as to what's covered, what's not, so bear with us.
Well, yep. We're all in this together.
It won't be pretty.
It's good. Okay, so we're at the IT. I heard consensus on the non-capital equipment, which is the police computers. And I did not hear consensus on anything else in that department at this time.
That's correct.
Correct? All right.
Correct.
Next, we're moving to the general proposed contingency, and that would be an additional $5,000.
I agree. And that's to who again? I'm sorry.
That's general. It's on page 59.
It seems such a weird number, like nothing. What is that? What are we?
There's $20,000 in there already.
And we wanted to add another $5,000. No, that's Margarita's general.
Well, who is that? General who?
The mayor's
General Bell?
It's at the mayor's discretion. That everyone uses.
Can we wait?
Yeah,
let's
for general.
Right
okay.
Got 20K. Let's just see where we go.
Okay, moving on to police. What are the no-brainers for you?
Training, he said he had to do the training. You got to send him to the academy at 25
sure.
grand a clip, right?
Absolutely.
Well, to me, that's it on that.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
Mr. Sanders,
I'm not sure that's the right number. The
can
wrong
you
number,
explain the thought process behind that?
Yeah, so remember with all these things, the chief has the ability to move funds around. So, with the training, if he has a bunch of people that are going to the full academy, it will cost a lot of money. That historically isn't the case, but if that does happen, then he would need the money for sure.
Some of them are going to be the other.
Well, I think they've got four or five in the pipeline right now.
Yeah.
So
one. They have one.
So are we?
Two army.
And one is paying. One is not at a cost to the city.
Okay, and then they've got two people from that interviewed last year. They're in the background process
that we don't know about, so I wouldn't consider that in the pipeline. But it's your,
checks.
It's up to you. Yeah.
I think we need the $45,000.
Yeah,
to have
me too.
Consensus?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask you a question about the police for the chief?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like last year, didn't we give him a pay increase?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. This is just to keep it parallel to the others in the world, right?
Yeah, and
he went up 10.
Margarita, could you explain the pay increase? Or I can attempt to do it. So the deputy chief under the new contract shows an increase that is higher than the chief.
Oh.
However, it includes shift differential and
education.
And so we felt as if the numbers were relevant the way that they are in the budget. And that's why we didn't put in the
okay.
Yeah, that's why we didn't include that increase. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Do you mean in the contract? Is that?
Chief is IBEW.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question of us? If we get this, all the folks in that we want, we've got the training. I think that are the uniforms then to uniform up our team? I mean, do we need,
and
is it
firearms?
And that's for
that was
Operating supplies.
No, that's under, the 25 is uniforms and firearms.
Okay.
Ms. Bell? This is your supplemental it would be a good resource as well as you're going over, especially the ones that you're not sure about, but based on the narrative on page 68, yeah, the 25,000 are for firearm.
Okay. And that's
a
should agree with that.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Mayor?
Ms. Sarian?
In regard to the investigative expenses, I think we should agree to that too, because we've got to get rid of our cold case. And part of that, a lot of that has to do with the Native community that we haven't been able to determine what happened to some of those individuals. And I just think it's a good use of our resources and community support to help get the college kids to work on those. And so it's DNA testing pretty much right now.
Are we overlapping what the state troopers do?
No. So there is a state office that does some DNA testing and stuff like that, but there's also independent ones that can do way more than what our state can do. So we've been, for the last few years, been sending stuff off to these other companies that are able to do more advanced techniques to recover DNA.
We come back to this one.
Okay.
With regard to the chief of police, I really think we need to increase it. I don't know that we need to increase it to 20. Somewhere between 12 to 15 is kind of where I was thinking. I don't know how the rest of you, but I do think the chief of police needs to be paid a little bit more than everybody else in his department. I don't know how you guys feel.
And he is.
What?
He is.
He gets 162, the other guy gets 163. Yeah, he only gets a salary, so I think we need to increase it.
His base salary, his base wage is higher than the deputy city. I mean, the deputy police chief. However, the deputy police chief, his salary has shift differential and an education pay, which the police chief does not have.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hold off. Okay.
Okay.
So we agreed to training, uniforms, and investigative?
No,
I
think we've got training and the uniforms. No,
oh,
back to that stuff.
That's what I have as well.
All
right. Okay. FECC requests for training, $6,000. Is that a no brainer?
I'll just work to see if we get training.
Well, yeah. We have in the general fund a training budget, which she can tap. And this year, when I talked to Marguerite, we haven't tapped that at all this year. But, and Mike's gonna disagree with me here.
I'm not disagreeing, sir. That's for a different thing. This training specifically is to get two of her supervisors. This isn't for bringing in additional people to be trainees. This is to take two supervisors to send them to, I forget the name of the school, but it's like their advanced dispatching school.
Mm-hmm. But she got $40,000 in the budget.
I mean, couldn't we use the money in the general fund to do that?
I don't believe so, sir. I think that has
Why
to
not?
Be for the trainees, right?
The trainees account that's in the general account is for, it's for payroll, salaries, and benefits. And
well, it's really up to us what it's used for. I
yeah,
mean,
that is
not
true.
By
we
code.
Can add that. Yep.
So to that point, we've got $40,000 in there for training, and she needs 6,000 more. I guess there is that point that says, yeah, a little bit.
This is for course travel and per diem for two employees.
For training.
Yeah.
I
think so. That's a lot of money. I say we don't do that right now. We can even. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to fire. Any no-brainers?
That'd be all of us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The fire assistant fire chief pay increase, I have no problem with that. Is
I agree.
Okay.
And
community paramedic.
You like that?
I love that.
Yeah.
But I would like to see it attached to a, something out of the hospital. But I know that can be discussed.
Mm-hmm. I'm.
We can work on that.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be the fly in the ointment on that one. I'm not in agreement with adding another community paramedic. We just hired one and created the position. Last year, we added 10 positions in this department. Yep. And we've got to start looking at infrastructure. I'm sorry, and we keep creating new positions all the time. I have a problem with that. We've got to focus more on capital, and that's where I'm coming from. If you look at the chief's laundry list of equipment that we need, we have no funding for mm-hmm. most of that. Mm-hmm. And all the if we keep doing this, we keep adding more and more people, we're going to put ourselves into a bind. I understand the promotion. This thing worked. We just added it. It's working, but you can't just keep saying, oh, we're going to add another one all of a sudden here.
I think this is in response to a need. Yeah.
I think this program is working as well as I could have hoped it. But and I said at the time that I hope that we get to the point where we need more than one of these.
Yeah.
But I think my phone's going off. I think the I haven't seen enough data as to how this is going to work. And the hope was, putting enough of this business into this position, we'd save money on the other side. And I'm not seeing any indication of savings other than maybe their additional workload, but I haven't seen enough to say, yes, it's time to go forward.
So do you need more of a business model for the second one?
Yeah, we need to see
we're
if this is.
We're not saying no, but we need more.
Yeah, we need more. And I mean, ultimately I had hoped that these would, whether we have one or two or three or 100 of them at the end of the year, but yeah, they paid for themselves.
Offset.
And we'd get some of this, yeah, we'd take some of the backload off what we're saying is our emergency care and quit using our ambulances to drive people home from the hospital.
Well, that was one of the things that the chief mentioned, just in one person alone that is one of their clients that has called 911 like over 100 times. And now
times.
They've called only three times. Yeah. Which, I mean, that right there, you know, if you're going to add up the hours that we're paying the ambulance to respond to them 100 times, that one client would pay for that.
But that's why I'm
so I mean,
saying,
it
let's
is
get a business model
that.
And start putting the numbers on instead. So next year we come back and we have the same vague answer.
And I'm not sure how quantifiable it is, you know, like what does one 911 call cost?
Well, it also takes, it's reducing time at the emergency service, yeah, that's right. So there's that unknown dollar as well.
Ms. Therrien's been patiently waiting.
I just think it, you know, we've been talking about how to deal with the homeless, how to deal with the public inebriates, how to get them more into programs and treatment. I think that the community paramedic has already shown that it's working. She's found places and have put people in homes. If our community is worried about the image that we have downtown, I think that the community, the new paramedic can only help. And right now it's only 8 to 4. This would take care of weekends. I just think that it's a no-brainer to me to add that community paramedic. And, you know, maybe it's amorphous as far as how the public perceives what's going on downtown, but I just think this is a really good idea. That's my feeling.
As they do, that's it's on homeless
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take pressure off our 911 dispatch system and our ambulance and our emergency care people.
That is happening.
And it's not.
That is happening.
This is so that's where we need to focus, because that's what this was for.
Well, and it's also saving money for the hospital.
Right. So
that's why I asked the hospital.
Get a plan. Knock on a door there. And
yeah, we haven't gotten there yet.
Mr. Sanders?
Do you guys want, I mean, Chief's right here if you wanted to ask him any questions.
No. I think not. I think we're just. I think we're good.
Let's come back to that.
I think it's a really strong position to have. I know, Jerry, what you're saying, one more person is one more person, but let's just talk about it next
Okay, all right. So I'm hearing on the fire, the only agreement is the first assistant fire chief pay increase.
For the moment, yeah.
Yep. Ms. Bell?
Oh, I was just ready to wrap up, if you were ready to wrap up general fund.
So can you give us a running balance of what the council has funded?
Yes, at this point in time, the council has funded $4,000 in legal for training, $8,480 in the clerk's office for election, records manager, and clerk. The council has approved under the finance, temporary accounting specialist, under IT, non-capital equipment of $195,000, under police training for $45,000, uniforms and equipment $25,000, under fire assistant pay chief, fire chief pay increase $5,490, under public works, a Packer driver position change $8,310, and the asphalt wrap at $115,000. Engineering, the promotion under building, the inspectors both, and that was approved, and the professional services $6,000 was approved. You now have an excess of $1,677,022. If we take out the contract, you now at $1,065,022.
And how much did we agree, the supplemental request, what was that?
That agreement was $439,700 is what you agreed to. And I can print this out for you.
Yeah, if you could have $439,000.
I'm sorry, Tom.
For all the total of
for the what items that I just mentioned.
That's what the council just approved.
$439,700, that's what you just agreed to as a council.
A little bit over $1 million.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and that's after the contract. After the contract, you have $1,065,022.
Okay, let's put this on ice and go through capital.
Hey, can I have a question first of Margarita? Margarita, I'm confused here, because on that first page there, we started at 1.1 million, and I thought you said that did not include the contract.
It does not, but you just reduced the mayor's proposal. The mayor had proposed $997,630, you reduced that amount down to $439,700. So that increased that number up to 1.677. If we take out the amount for the contract, that leaves us, what, 1,065. And I plan to print this out for you, so you can see what you approved and what you didn't approve.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's go move on to the capital budget. Under property replacement.
For the capital fund, you want to keep in mind that the code states that it has to have a minimum balance of $4 million. You had $2,060,548 to allocate for projects. The mayor proposal includes $1,818,000, which leaves $242,548. So in order to fund anything that's more than $242,548, you have to reduce a project to bring it up to that amount. So take, for example, if you want to fund the roof membrane, which is $700,000, then you're going to need to remove a project that's over close to $500,000. So hopefully that clarifies this this section of the budget.
Ms. Therrien?
Anything in the capital budget, I think expanding the building space in public works is my most important thing. And is that not on this list? Yeah. That's fire. I'm talking about public works. They don't have enough room to do their repairs to the equipment. And Mike, maybe you could get us a number for Monday on that.
A number for Monday? I don't think that's realistic, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Is that something they've asked for? I don't know. Yeah. It's not on the list.
It is, the department did not request funds to expand their building.
They requested it in the request for
the legislate. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Mr. Clear?
Can I address that just a sec? There's two projects that we're going to have to do. One is the expansion of the evidence in the police department. The other one is at Public Works. And you need to put some design money into that for engineering to get some numbers. And I think it's imperative that in this budget, and I agree with Valerie somewhat here, to get that seed money, to get some numbers for us so that we know each year what to allocate for that so that we can do that. That addition in Public Works could actually be a revenue generator for us to a degree too. And Jeremiah can talk about that later, because we can do work on specialized equipment there that really can't be done elsewhere in town. The other day, we had the platform vehicle in there, and we had a lady who was a specialist on that was working on that. But there's not many people out there that can do that kind of thing, and there's a bunch of platforms in this community, too many in my opinion, but the chief would disagree with me. No. Oh, good, we agree.
Moore Wainwright should not have one.
Yeah, I agree. And that's another subject I look forward to, is how we look at that capital needs on that. I think we should have work sessions when we're done with this process in the coming year on the capital needs and how we can do them more efficiently and better. But I would really like to see some seed money in here for at least engineering, if they're not going to do it on their time. And that'd be really up to Bob. We don't have to do it here tonight, today, but.
Get us a ballpark of some engineering, because talking about them now, we're way premature to try and put any money into this, because Jerry's right. We've got to figure out how much square footage are we looking, what kind of square footage it is. Are we talking $1 million or $20 million? We don't have the information to make any decisions, except maybe giving him some seed money.
So, all right, so what's before it, let's try to stick with what items are on this capital list. Ms. Therrien?
Rita, if we wanted to add an extra $100,000 to DROZ, do we have to do that after the public hearing? Because it's not even listed yet.
There isn't. The $100,000 is an amount that we allocate every year. So our recurring allocations, those are already incorporated. They're not a part of the supplemental request. Okay. They are part of the base amount, and we've already considered that. So unless you want to give an additional $100,000, then we can. But there is $100 in there for those matches that we might need throughout the year.
So we could take the $100,000 that's found on page 135 and designate it to DROZ, or let the engineers decide where that goes. But I would like to see all those road improvement monies be in there.
And they are in the current mayor's budget?
Right.
So those amounts are there, as well as that 100,000 that you see on page 135. All of that is a part of that, the budget.
Could we agree on
that? The mayor's budget.
It's on page 135. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all covered, and now currently covered. The projects that are not covered are the ones where the property replacement, these are projects that are not covered, are the City Hall steam, the roof membrane, and the facility improvements. And my recommendation to the mayor when we were discussing these projects was to wait until we see what we can transfer into the capital fund in January. I mean, in February, it'll probably be more like February after we've closed out the books for the year, and to see if we can fund this level. Otherwise, it would be, you would only be able to do one or two of those.
Ms. Sprinkle? As we discussed with Public Works, the asphalt patching chassis cab was really something as a packing truck that should go then underneath the funded 100 or 295, isn't that right?
Yes.
So could that, does that then how get, could that be approved here since we've got it in a different sector of the money?
Yes, and I will, I plan to ask the mayor if she wanted me to include that as a part of her budget. And
since it's really a trash truck, not
right,
an
correct.
Asphalt.
It's not a
and the trash is paid for.
Right.
So correct. I'm promoting that we change the name of that and then include it in the budget. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
So the other question I have is semi tractor. So do we have a side dump that doesn't have a way to pull it? Is that basically it?
Are you asking Mr.
Jeremiah or maybe Mike?
Yeah, I mean, we are replacing one, correct, for this one?
Yeah, this is a replacement. Yep. Replacing the tractor for one. And we were using used, did we not, we didn't buy new, did we?
No.
We bought used.
Mr. Cleaworth?
I think we have no choice on the roof membrane. We got to replace it.
Oh, Jerry, look at you throwing money around.
Yeah, I know. But that's a, either that or you fix the leaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, can we come back to that after Public Works?
I don't know where y'all are, honestly.
Now, the roof part, and we had talked briefly in our legislative committee. I think that's got to be a priority, but it's a small enough item that we might actually get some money out of the legislature. I think we ought to put it in our budget, and if the we get so lucky as they give us some money for it, great. But between that and the heat system, I mean, at some point we got to finish our heat system, but we got to get, you know, you got to stop the roof from leaking, or you ruin your building.
Now it's not included in the proposed budget. What's that going to do?
Well, the truth is, if we had 2.06 to spend, we just spent 1.38. So we've still got something like $700,000 sitting there.
So we don't have enough to cover it.
Well, you do if you don't do all the other stuff. The question
Understood.
Is, which is your priority?
Understood. Well,
I think the roof.
Over the roads?
No.
No, the roads and the
roof. I think the roads and the roof are the top priority.
I know that Lonnie
We don't have enough?
With regard to the Meridian barriers, that we put that on the legislative priorities, and so we have that added to the legislative priorities, so that would save almost $1 million a request, so I don't think we need to ask for that right now.
But the proposed is what we're looking at.
Right, I know, but the Meridian barriers we're going to do under legislative requests.
All right. Ms. Bell, is there more information that we have about the roof replacement and our ideas for that?
The roof replacement, I recommended that when I discussed it with the mayor that we fund it once we see what that supplemental, what the surplus would be in 2026. When we do that first budget amendment, we'll know how much is left and then we can fund it at that time.
As opposed to just committing to it now.
Yes.
No. Question, Margarita. On page 125 is a summation of the capital. And you've got $12 million there at the end of the year. Now, a lot of that's going to be obligated, I suppose, for things. But you still have a $12 million. Now, on the thing in front of us here, the proposed and all that, the proposed is already in the budget.
That is correct.
So that... What technically then? I know we have to have $4 million there. So what technically do we have there that we can play with?
On the transfers to capital fund, you see that top line, that $4,242,548.
Yeah.
That is the amount, but $4 million must remain. So you have $242,548, which is on your sheet. That's the amount that you have remaining on 125.
How much money is in the capital fund? How much money is already committed, and here's the $4 million, then tell us how much money we've got to spend. Okay. I don't care what's on the paper. Just tell us what we got to spend first.
What you have to spend is $242,548.
That's after the mayor's budget.
That's after the mayor's budget.
The council wants to spend.
So without considering the mayor's budget, you have $2,060,548, which is the available funds on this sheet.
So that's what's really available.
That's what you have available.
Okay, $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So
$242,000. Yeah. So we just agreed to the roads being 1.4, so we got seven left.
Okay.
My concern with waiting, and maybe I'm wrong, but if we're going to get the roof fixed, I'd rather do it now than a year from now, and I would hope that if we give. The more lead time we give you, the better. If we wait till somewhere down the road, we might lose a season, be my concern.
Okay, then we would have to remove a road to stay within code. And which road, if I'm understanding correctly, we're funding the roof. That is the proposal of the council.
Well.
And then we are removing everything. We would have all of the roads, but we have to drop. Because otherwise, we're 20,000 over.
Very close.
Yeah, we're very close, but we would have to reduce 20,000 in order to stay within code.
Mr. Sanders?
I was just going to suggest maybe we fund the roof at 680 for the time being, and then if there is, if it comes over 20, I mean, we have a capital contingency that we could.
And we can do that.
You can just take it out of your pocket.
Okay.
Comes out of IT, huh?
Because it's in a different.
It's in a different group. Okay. So.
So we can do all the roads and a cheaper version of the roof membrane and walk away, at the moment, at this moment.
Okay. But that so that would not include the garbage packer then.
It would because it's coming out of its.
It's
own.
Under a different account. Account,
oh,
so
gotcha.
To speak. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. So I am printing out your general fund
Margarita?
Decision. Oh, I'm sorry.
If we're taking the asphalt patching thing out at 180, don't we get another 180 to spend?
No, it's not included in the 2 million. That's the mayor did not include that in her budget.
All right.
And so that doesn't give you an additional 180. I'm sorry, Ms. Therian.
Things. So if we wanted to get the VIP vehicle, we would have to drop the roof membrane down to 630.
Yes.
Okay.
Are
Thank you
proposing
you.
That, or are you?
I'll
Mike says no. What are we saying? What did you? No. Sorry, you had. You're now calling the roof membrane how much now?
680.
Okay.
We do have a capital contingency that if it did go to that 700,000, we could cover it with that.
Very good. Thank you.
And don't get on me about
Mr. Sanders, could you explain the arm mower for the sidewalk machine?
Yes, that is one that I would, if we don't get it this time, I hope that we get it in the budget amendment in February, because the only one that we have broke in half. It's an older piece of equipment, you know, steel frame, and like I've seen pictures of it, it's literally broken in half beyond being able to be welded back together again. So it's for like brushing on the around the sidewalks and such.
It's
yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Like this one, you'll definitely you'll see it in the budget amendment.
And down another 60 and put in the arm mower if it's really necessary.
I would suggest that you, if you don't fund this one now, like we don't need it right away. I would wait, and if you're going to fund the roof membrane now, when we close the books for 2025, there'll be surplus that will be going into capital. I would suggest that you get the arm mower in you know, February.
It would work in the summer.
Right. Okay. Very good.
All right. Let's make a note of that.
Enough time to buy it?
I hope so, but you know, with some of the stuff, you know, it might take a really long time, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you do it. I should have all of
yeah. Well, that gives still time for Jeremiah to start looking at it, knowing that we're looking to earmark it.
Right.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we fund it, that we fund all road improvements, and we reduced the roof membrane to 680 to make sure we stay with it, and that is all we funded in capital.
Yep. For the
okay,
moment.
Great. Okay, if you give me a second, I will print out both the general fund, what you did, what the balance is, showing the 612 for the contract, as well as your capital.
Okay, let's take a 5-minute break.
Mayor, are we good?
Okay, so we are back on the record. It's 11:23. We're noticed to be here till noon. We have made it through one round of no-brainers for the general fund and the capital fund supplemental budgets. So at this time, we can go through it again if you would like. We could also pause here and reconvene on Monday, as noticed, or if there are other ideas, I'm willing to entertain those as well.
Just a question.
Yeah, Ms. Therrien.
Margarita, we got $548 left to spend on capital?
Yes.
Okay, and we can't take, there's 14 million in the capital, but we can't transfer any of that into this year's budget?
You would be taking funds from the departments. And some of it is committed. On that 12 million, 12.475, 3.9, almost 4 million of that is committed for projects that you've obligated your, right now you have them as committed. Now you can release that amount that you set aside for the island homes.
Yeah.
And then that would put it back into unassigned, and that would give you an additional $3 million to spend.
Okay, I guess going back to page 125. We're transferring into capital fund $4.2 million.
That's the balance, Ms. Therrien.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So but that's all. It says that the capital fund balance is 12 million.
Okay, and yes, and that includes committed funds.
Right.
And that you have under road improvements, you have a 3.9, almost 4 million in committed.
Right.
And it also includes the committed funds you have for garbage equipment, which is per code.
Yep.
That has to remain for garbage equipment. So there are some funds in that 12.4 million that are committed or restricted.
And so what's out of the 12.4 million, what could we attach this 2026 besides what we've agreed on capital, these two items?
Do you have a balance of $548?
Okay, I guess I'm asking, so we can't take anything out of the 12 million capital fund balance?
The only amount that you can remove would be under, that you have not obligated the city, is under page 135.
Okay.
You committed 3.35 for Island Homes.
Okay.
And you can uncommit those funds, and then you, that would go back into unassigned, and then you can reallocate that to other projects.
Numbers above that committed to?
Those are committed through agreements with DOT. So that's those, that matching. We can't touch those because we've obligated ourselves. We've signed documents. But the committed was for the city match on the Island Home project. So you can uncommit those funds.
That's the only thing we could uncommit.
Yes, and correct.
We have to keep 4 million
in the capital fund as a policy.
Correct. As a code, per code, 4 million has to remain in that unassigned, which is that top line.
That's the Jerry code.
I would.
Okay, so if we wanted to add anything to the supplemental, we would have to take it out of Island Homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I think we should just eliminate that at this point.
Okay.
We have no project for Island Homes. The tie up 3.3 million. And we have other more pressing needs.
Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that we're chasing? Just curious, what are you after? Is there something on our list you want to get done?
Well, there's all these requests that we're not.
I getcha. I'm just asking you guys, what is it that you feel is imperative?
Well, like we're talking about getting estimates for the additions on the police department and for that sort of thing. That's where I'd like to start tying up the money.
But the police department isn't in this list.
No, they're not. And
so that's where I'm going.
We're talking a future project. I'm just saying free it
up. Gotcha. Because otherwise there's the fire expanding building space. There's that. You could throw a $1.5 million and get a heat system in here. You go crazy.
Mr. Sanders?
One thing with the, we do have numbers for the police expansion. That's the one that they're 3 years old at this point, but it was
$3 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that we do have numbers for that one. I just wanted to clarify that. It's the public works on that we don't have numbers for.
95%. Okay. You're proposing we get rid of the Island Home project?
Was this a match number?
Yes, this is a match for a $20 million grant that we were applying for. So if we are applying for a grant for that project and you uncommit these funds, then you will have to recommit them because you will not have them for that grant if we put it in again.
But we're not seeing a lot of grant movement
anyway right
no.
now are we
no
you're not
like
so
find out.
Our mayor prior mayor went and talked with our interior delegation congressional delegation folks a couple of times on this. I'd like to at least know where they think it's at. I mean, if it's doable in the next year whatever, then this would be a bad time to pull it. I don't know what they're thinking in Washington about getting the money to do that.
Well,
I don't think they're thinking
like
in
find
Washington
out before I give away $20 million.
Oh my god.
You're talking Sullivan and
Funkowski and Bay.
Well,
they're excited
about
a lot of things.
Well,
they
got to get the government running first.
Not for us. Bob, how many times have we tried for this grant?
3 times. The last time we became like a project of merit, where it was accelerated to the last person.
Mr. Prestash, if you're going to answer questions, we need you on microphone, please. Thank you.
We applied at least 3 times. The last time we applied for Island Homes, we are classified as a project of merit. That means it went to the last person's decision, whether we get it or not. And then we had what they call the lessons learned or a grant review that we did, what we did wrong. And it seems like things can easily be adjusted. The curious thing was they wanted to know more about the storm drain material that we were using, plastic pipe versus metal pipe, and you know, why are we gonna use that? To me, it seemed obvious, but if we expanded on that, they seemed to think that would give us higher scoring. I mean, it's, you know, it was a shot, but, you know, the 3 million, you know, we provided, and then GHU was gonna provide money, and then I think the rest of the money was gonna come from grants. It wasn't the total cost, it was the matching from us and GHU to get the total 20 million that we thought would take to redo the whole Island Homes area.
And you're, I forgot, you said that GHU doesn't look like they're ready to move on.
Right, they haven't done any movement, but they, you know, they love the idea, and they, their board, you know, said, yeah, maybe, but until all the funding comes into place, it's still just an idea. But we did, we, you know, we had the 3.5 million or whatever it really is.
Ms. Tidwell?
Isn't that what happened between the first and second time that we applied to? Like, because I remember, like, if we would have just done this, mm-hmm. we surely will get it. And yeah, then they didn't get it again.
Yeah, they hire a contractor.
And now it's the same thing. Like, if we would have,
yeah, you can
we
say
that done this.
They hire a contractor to review it, and different contractors, you know, different opinions. But we do constantly score fairly good, but
just not enough.
Yeah.
So we don't know what GHU's position is right now?
They haven't signed anything. Their position is they want to do it, but the funding has to get in line.
So they had no money towards it yet?
I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
You know. So in the meanwhile, we have 3.3 million locked up, have been for 3 years.
Yep.
And no movement on anything. No promise.
Right.
And you're saying correct. Sullivan might change it tomorrow or Monday.
Well,
I don't believe it.
Ms. Therrien?
So, Dan, Margarita, I'm looking at page 127. And it looks like we've got 3.197959 left over, but the requests for property replacements only 2.5. So am I missing something that there's about 600,000 there that we could use too, or am I just confused?
Okay, that's a good question, Ms. Therrien. On page, it's regarding the committed funds for the
right.
city heat steam. Okay,
right.
That project is 4.7 million.
Yeah.
And the city, I mentioned earlier how we started setting aside 500,000 each year. We were committing funds for that project.
Okay.
So to date, we have a balance of 3,182 for the project, or close to 183. And if the project comes in at 4.7 million, then you will need that additional 1.5 million to complete the project. And that goes in line with what Mr. Pristash was stating. Maybe we should just put it out and see what that actual number is. Because we do have 3 million for it, committed for it.
Okay. All right, but if it only ended up costing what we've already got, we wouldn't have any extra money left over in that department.
If you're uncommitting, that's if you uncommit, or if we spent that amount, 15,000 of that, mm-hmm. of that 3.197. Is the amount that we're committing for the audio system in this room. So
okay.
you have the 3.183 for the city hall steam, and then you have the 15,000 for the audio video system that is committed.
Okay, so we really can't take anything away.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So it's a question of already committed versus what we could spend it. We'd have to change our committed.
Yes, okay. You would have to change your committed.
Thank you.
So are we back to talking about eliminating the 3.5?
Not tonight.
We don't have to do it now. I'm just thinking that should be in the near future. I think, you know, Lonnie, if we do need to touch base with the federal delegation, let's touch base with them first and see if there's any hope for that. But I just don't see it.
We're willing to go there, but we're going to miss the Explore Fairbanks and Petco presentation.
Why? Because it's at night?
It's 5 o'clock.
Maybe you could just
talk. Is it appropriate for council members to talk to the CODEL on behalf of the council?
So, because
I don't know the rules.
I would say because in this scenario, the council as a body has already expressed their support for that project. A council member could speak to in that vein of support. If they hadn't as a body already discussed it or decided on it or supported it, it'd be a little, we'd have to have a conversation.
Great, thanks for that clarification.
Are you able to reach out and suggest a different
meeting time?
Well, yeah, we can find out. But we are sponsors.
Sponsors of what?
On his fundraiser.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize.
It's a fundraiser.
Okay. Perhaps we can reach out to his staff and see if he's available for a meeting while he's in town. Outside of a fundraiser.
Are you planning on going till noon and stopping, or what's our plan for the rest of this?
Yep, as I stated before, we can review this again and look for more no-brainers, or we can hold and marinate on what we did today and reconvene on Monday.
I guess I don't see what we're going to agree to on Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or this is your budget to.
3 minutes.
No.
That's correct. So I apologize. So what we would do with what we have done is that would be the ordinance that would move forward. And then we would start with a notice of the public meetings and public hearings.
And we can pick away at other parts of this budget.
Mm-hmm. And then amendments would be appropriate when it's on the floor.
And you have two opportunities to do it. First reading, you can amend if you want to or not, or you can wait to second meeting and do it then, or you can amend it one and undo it the next one. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
That's crazy.
But it masks the procedure. So
our first reading is our meeting in November.
That hasn't been set yet.
Oh, I thought she showed us a calendar.
Oh, has it?
I thought, Danny, you gave us a calendar. It said something about the last meeting in November would be the first.
That wasn't indicated on there. It was just the meeting dates themselves. Because it's still undecided with the mayor as to when she'd like to introduce that.
Oh, okay. I guess I thought I saw that. Okay.
Now I'm confused again. What are we doing?
Nobody knows.
So what? Waiting for the mayor to present it to us.
But that will happen on Monday.
No, we would cancel Monday. We can go ahead and do that. Okay, everyone in agreement with that?
So no work meeting.
Nope, we did all of our work today.
Okay.
Yay.
Danny, thank you for bringing us snacks.
Ms. Bell?
I just wanted to state that when you do your next work session, if the mayor proposes the budget ordinance on the 24th of November, you will see it on the 18th work session. And there's a work session on the 18th. You have that before the council meeting. Oh, is it the 17th or 18th? Am I getting my days mixed up?
It's the 18th, I think.
Yeah, the 18th is a work session for your council meeting on the 24th. So if the mayor proposes the budget on the 24th, you'll see it on the work session on the 18th. I will have a new sheet for you that has the mayor's numbers, what you did today, as well as the department request, all on one page. And I actually have it now, and if you want it before you leave, so that it'll refresh your memory on what we did today. So, and that would be on the 18th, and if we meet again on another work session prior to the final reading, you'll also have it again.
And can the budget be amended on the 18th work session?
No.
Okay. Yes, it can. It can be changed until, but once it's read, once it's introduced, it would take an amendment.
But that's allowing us to change if we want to do so.
Yeah, it's another discussion, open discussion you can have on the 18th. Nothing formal has, that is correct. Everything.
Okay, I'll get further clarification.
Does anybody want to look at the that's if you, packet that I got before?
Okay, before, okay. All right, well, in budget wrap-up, we have done our work. That's great. Any comments on the budget before we adjourn? Mr. Ringstad, do you have comments? You can turn on your microphone and we could hear you.
We're making progress.
Okay, good progress. Anything else? Seeing none, we have canceled our Monday work session. And so you can look at your calendar for when we'll all see each other again. The meeting is adjourned.
Jerry, can you-